Now, let's take that just right back to where we were.
Yeah.
Let's say that you had this experience. Bob picks up on it from his non-physical. He knows something's up, and he engages to a point and hits a few chords that resonates with what your non-physical and you experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you see, now we're having a different conversation. Then it becomes a very delicious way, a delicious way of engaging where both come to a new plateau or high flat place of co-creating.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just as easily said, look for the heart, and the secret to life will be found at the beach today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you'd have been disappointed if it had just been a sign in the, written in the sand.
Mm.
You see, because you'd want the heavens to open up and you'd want the seas to part, and you want to walk to Molokai and have Pele
give us an ice cream, give us a Snicker bar.
Give you a Snicker bar and stroll you through the seabed so you can see where the...
Well, and we did get Pele with this thunder and lightning. Can we go there now?
Okay, yes, we can. We have to tell you something.
Yeah.
That the covenant is over.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Ah.
What covenant?
It's been breached.
Oh, did we breach it? The covenant would be...
Not you personally. You just experienced.
Right. The covenant, I just leapt to thinking, is the covenant when the kahuna blessed the island and kept the lightning and thunder away?
Yes.
Wow.
We've told you once, we've told you 9,211 times, whatever you do, do not piss off Pele.
I know, and I was thinking that. I didn't say to Bob, I think we pissed off Pele.
Not you personally. You just witnessed the verification or the validation that the jig's up.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask some questions. Why do you know about the covenant? What's all this
I
stuff?
Told you that on the walk, that Barbara Ann told me that the kahunas long eons ago blessed the island and kept away the thunder and lightning.
Okay, so that's what Ion meant by the covenant.
Yeah, I assumed, and then he confirmed. Yeah.
And, okay, so the covenant, which means the you're saying that. Okay, I did say when we saw the lightning, come back. I said, it's not supposed to happen. We didn't notice it was far away. We thought it was happening right on the end. I said, hey, it's happening. And I said, something has changed. That's what I said. It's actually violating the rule. The rule's gone. That's partly what you're saying.
No.
Carol. And then when we saw it was far away and not hitting the island, and there were horizontal lightning, it's still far away. It's not hitting the island. It's part of the, so it's the old system. Ion is saying that the covenant is over.
Yeah.
Yep.
The protection is over is what you're saying.
Yep. And you're
now, why is that?
Well, because
this is the beginning of the waves that knock out the Grand Malaya, and then allows the ion movement to start.
What does that have to do with lightning on Maui?
Well, it's going to wipe out the... there's going to be a tidal wave, and that'll be a little disruptive.
Well, there was no covenant from the kahunas with waves.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
That has nothing
not
to do
connected.
With anything.
Okay, so why is the covenant over?
Because it was been... They The Hawaiians broke the covenant.
Oh, how did they do that?
They pissed off Pele.
And what? And can you give us some specifics, or do we just know that?
Okay, we'll give you some specifics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before you start, are we saying that the lightning came closer than usual, Carolyn?
Look,
we've
been here for 2 years. We've never seen lightning before.
At all.
Today we saw lightning.
Right, and it wasn't hitting the island, but it's not even supposed to be seen.
Correct.
Basically. Oh, okay, it's not supposed to be seen. Not that it was close, because we were saying, you know, be back.
Fine.
The walk, we're saying,
fine.
No, it's far away, it's okay. All right, so we act. So the Hawaiians tonight know something's up, because they saw the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, would you like to know a way to know how close the lightning is to you?
Uh-huh.
All right, you see lightning in the air, on the ground, somewhere. see the flash of lightning. You notice it, right?
Yeah.
You start counting. 1001, 1002, 1003.
Yeah, we know that, yeah.
Well, does Bob know that?
No. Is this the sound light thing?
You count the seconds between flashes to know how many miles away it is.
Of thunder, before you hear the thunder.
No, see, it's not between flashes, Carol. It's a sound light relationship.
Yes.
You have a flash, and then you count.
See the flash, and then how many seconds it is until you hear the thunder.
Right.
That's how many miles the lightning was from you.
Right.
So each mile is a second. So if it's 10
correct.
Seconds, you got 10 miles. Okay, that's good. Now let's go back to Carolyn was asking, why did this happen or something?
Yes. Right. I was going to give us details.
Okay, the original covenant was a blessing and a promise. And how covenants work is this way. Very similar to what you call contracts.
Yeah.
And what that all that means is, I will if you will.
Yep.
And as long as you do, then I will too.
Yep.
And this is my participation, and this is your participation. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, when you start registering that as a meme,
yes.
Then it catches on.
Yeah.
Then it becomes the rules to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You honor your forefathers. You imbue the tribesmen with power. You give the shaman honor in their land.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is old Hawaiian lore.
Yeah.
Which lore? Who's driving the lore wagon? The human creators.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come away from, the Hawaiians have come away from validating their place of allowing their blessed world to engage the benefits of such a covenant.
Now, these are the native Hawaiians, or includes the Anglo-Saxon people here? Like, we're talking about the natives, right?
We know you're talking about the people who live on their own. Yeah, okay, now let's clean this up now. You're talking about the human creators, whoever they are, that are living on Pele's Island.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just Maui or all the islands?
All the islands.
Okay. All of us people who are living here.
You're under the guise of Pele.
Right.
Yeah.
Because remember, who does the rain fall on, Bob? The just and the unjust.
Yeah.
You see? So you can't discriminate and say, oh, it's only the Buddhist.
Mm.
Only the Buddhists are going to be safe from lightning. Well, how does that work? You know, then, you know, the lightning is cracking and smacking, and so the Buddhists can go play in the ocean with the making the, well, okay, anyway. Here's what you're going to start finding on your island as empirical evidence that there is indeed lightning striking the land in which you live, your inhabitants, your paradise. You're going to start noticing and finding what they call the glass that is created when lightning strikes the sand.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're going to start finding that glass.
Mm-hmm.
Is that big enough to cut people's feet?
It's smooth.
Oh, it's smooth.
It's like superheating sand, and
yes.
it makes a little crystal cylinder thing. It actually melts the sand and makes glass, the silica.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to find it. It's not sharp. Rarely is it sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like people get it and they make like wind chimes out of it. And it's like, you know, special glass because it came from the lightning and blah, blah, blah. But it'll be specific evidence, not just hearsay. Not just he said, she said, no, it was on Molokini. No, it was in the ocean. No, it was on the other side. No, it was just a really big one and it hit Australia. Well, okay. But you'll know that it is indeed striking the island. Do you realize they don't even have lightning rods on the buildings and the groundings of their buildings?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Never had to have them. It never struck. Lightning never struck.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And you're saying the proof will be the sand evidence. That's what you're saying?
You'll find it.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, what brought this up to 4,000 degrees Kelvin? Well, it's not quite Kelvin, because that would make it, this gets that hot. But to melt, to just actually solidify sand in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else running around your island that does that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be specific points of knowing.
Will this
and
take...
don't you worry, it'll show up. Don't you worry, it will show up.
And it'll show up like within six.
Who cares, Bob?
No. It might take 20 years.
No, it might not. Stop it.
No, I'm allowed to ask. Are you talking about within six full moons? That's 6 months. Say 24. 24 full moons, it will show up within. Would you?
Don't bother answering anything, Ion.
It's already on your beach now.
Well, we just had the first lightning tonight.
Well, how many lightning strikes does it take to make glass?
Well, we didn't see it hit the beach. It seemed far away.
Oh, well, then those lying eyes must be much more validating than we supposed. Oh,
okay, so you were saying that though it looked far away, it was hitting our beaches right here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't see that, did we, Carol? We didn't
then it missed.
No, we didn't perceive it.
Stop it, Bob.
We're not saying our perceptions are right. I'm just saying we didn't perceive that. Right, Carol?
Okay, Bob. And you may think that. I'm not agreeing with
what,
you.
I may think what?
What you just said.
Okay, what I just said is that we didn't perceive it hitting our land. We discussed all the way through.
And what we're telling you, it already has.
Did it happen in other lightning? Tonight's the first lightning, correct?
Yes, Bob.
Yes, and so it already did, but I'm telling you, I'm not saying it didn't. I'm saying that we definitely didn't perceive it, and Carolyn was one of the ones saying, look, it's way out there. Definitely Carol didn't say
no,
it.
No, Bob, you saw the lightning out in front. It kept moving all across the island, and it was in front of.
Oh, you mean when we got back home?
Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. You're watching from here, and you could see it happening.
Right.
And you saw it close.
Right.
Okay, well, calm down.
Closer. But it's okay. But it doesn't matter, because you're going to find the glass, and then you're going to know that you know that you know. And then you can, and even then, you may not notice the glass. But yeah. We're telling you, you will notice the glass.
Because we'll feel the smoothness will be in the sand.
Well, or it'll be shining, and you'll go, who in the hell put a Coke bottle in the sand?
It's not just like a third of an inch. The glass is created like over 6 inches, something like that, a sheer.
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking real tiny.
It can be the size of Carolyn's turtle.
Wow. A whole sheen of glass. Okay.
A big man. About a couple of inches thick.
Hmm. And that would be hard, and that would be odd walking on hard sand.
Well,
it'll be like
glass, Bob.
That'll be odd, and that's because it was hit and sheared.
Can we go on other effects and what's happening with the wine?
What are
they feeling about the shift? What's going to happen with them?
Well, they feel that they have violated their covenant.
I need to say this, Ion. Not anybody that I know, and I don't know anybody, so it doesn't matter. Start over again. I don't think the people coming in the house next door visiting. Nobody knows about this agreement other than the native Hawaiians. Maybe some longtime white Anglo-Saxon, non-brown Hawaiians know. But wouldn't you say that not many people are aware of the contract with the lightning?
Bobby.
Or
Brand knows. All the people who've lived here know. People know.
Ion, do people, a lot of non-brown Hawaiians know this point, Ion?
Yes.
Okay, so more than I didn't know it. So, okay, so now we know that they know. So they're actually thinking tonight. They're shocked.
Would you let Ion answer the question?
Are they shocked?
Well, if they didn't give any significance to the covenant, then maybe not.
Yeah.
But if they did, and their very place of covenant has been ripped from them.
Yeah.
Then they may have the notion that they are engaging in anal intercourse.
Yeah. They have sinned.
Well, no. Now, well. won't.
No,
have.
No, I'm not saying they have. They will think that thought. They
no,
have.
No, 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 no. No, it's not about sin.
I know it's not about sin. They will think that. They will feel
they
bad.
Think they don't. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't. They don't.
Okay,
they don't.
What will they think?
You know, they don't think that. They don't. They don't go at it that way. They, the Hawaiian lore, and the magic of your island is that it's a yin yang balance between the God force and the life force and the human force. It's an ongoing process. So they if they don't piss off Pele, they have a good crop. If they don't piss off Pele, the streams run pure. If they honor their covenant, their responsibilities within their created, magically power imbued God, or if that's what you want to call it, that's okay. I mean, it worked for the Ten Commandments, it worked for Baal, it worked for the cross, it worked for the papacy, it worked for, you know, every other dynamic, the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy Grail, the Spear of Destiny, the caps on the pyramids, the pick somethings, you see, you know this. But it's not about sin.
Okay, you. What was the it that all those referred to? The idea of God or a contract? I forgot what. What was the it that the Spear of Destiny and the Cap of the Pyramid referred to?
Magically power imbued God.
Yes, magically empowered, supernatural, physical expressions of individual human creators. Meme of the day.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Now, we have great respect for Pele, okay? Because Pele is.
And you have great respect for the Spear of Destiny and the capstone of the pyramid and the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Yeah, because, see, we don't push against anything. But if something, if you get a magic, if you find the Holy Grail, Bob,
yeah,
that gives you eternal life,
yeah,
and you drink from it and you don't get eternal life, well, that's not your sin that caused that. That's your belief in the already imbued, classically empowered manifestation. Okay?
Yeah, that's the division between you and you. Your mind created that situation.
Exactly. Well, that same mind between you and you is what now you didn't have lightning and now you do. You always had good growing, and soon you will not. The land was always easy to till, and soon it will not. You've changed the covenant. And you live in that land, so you are judged by that covenant.
So Barbara will think about this. She'll notice it tonight. She's the one who
told. Yes, and don't enlighten. Let her engage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the right or the authority to have an opinion about what she knows,
mm-hmm,
regarding her spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So be soft, know it, and then when she engages...
That means bring up the topic. When she brings it up is what you mean by engaging.
Yes, mm-hmm, and if she wants your opinion, she'll ask you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because she doesn't hold too much of that. Now, she's fun. She'll engage. She'll say, what's going on with this lightning? This is amazing. What did y'all find out? It's what has Zion said? Blah, 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 blah. She's engaging. She's not beyond it. She, you know, she's a big girl. She understands that knowledge is available, you see. Might even be the question is, we've pissed off Pele and we don't know why. And that question would summons then, well, you know, that's interesting. Tell me, and before you start blasting with your double-barrel butcher knife, hush and listen to her explain to you, in her words, the significance of these gods, these Hawaiian powerful, what do you call them? Tribal leaders, shaman, what does she call them?
You mean people or...
The kahuna powers.
The kahuna.
The people.
The kahuna. A kahuna was a person, but they have now departed.
And they're still here, like Pele.
Yeah.
Kahuna meme.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, now you say that, and if I was in Barbara Ann's place and you said that, I'd probably slap you in the mouth because they don't see it as a meme.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Between you and me, it's a meme.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Because we're giving you the high signs, but we're trying to make sure you don't engage now as the spiritual advisor for all of the kahuna-ism for all of Hawaii, because it won't work.
See, and in terms of now not having good crops, well, that doesn't have to be in my universe.
No, it most certainly does not.
Yeah.
It most certainly does not. But it would be odd if you found yourself with a killing frost in Hawaii, wouldn't it?
That's the old prediction Ion made months ago. We're going to have snow on our roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You are exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's, now, this is the reason.
Snowy, white Christmas in Maui would be interesting, would it not?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And, I mean, is there, knowing this and seeing this, is there anything that we can do about it, or do we just, as what we always want? Have, just sit back and observe?
Or ignore it.
Well, now, okay. Well, you have choices, you see. You have physical, you have non-physical. You created this,
mm-hmm.
or it wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Carolyn or the Hawaiians?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, we didn't create this, but you're saying we did.
Oh, so it didn't happen in your experience.
Well, okay. Everything that happens in our experience, we created it.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So yes.
Okay, so therefore it is in your experience as well. And you're asking questions regarding the inference and reference from Hawaiian lore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not being mean. We say that like we're being, like it's nothing. It's not. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It is. That's why Brent should tell you.
Yeah.
Now, how did we get to this point? Why did the Hawaiians blow it? Why did we blow it?
They didn't blow it. It's not a blowing. Yet they just forfeited the covenant.
And if they believe in the covenant strongly, then things will occur.
Well, it's a little more than that now. Now you're talking about something a little bit different here.
Okay.
Because we've seen this coming and we've told you.
Yeah.
We've said specifically.
Don't piss off Pele.
Yeah, and Bob, Carolyn, there's going to be a wave. Bob,
yeah.
Carolyn,
yeah.
There's going to be a wave. If you go out one glorious morning and you see that the birds are all flying up the hill,
yeah.
You better get your happy ass up that hill. I'm just a teller. You can believe me or not, hear me now.
And is that also the aspect of the pH changing, which you've talked about?
Yes.
Yes. That's part of the change.
Yes.
Okay.
And also now that you had this utopia, you call someplace paradise and then you kiss it goodbye.
Mm.
You move into a magically empowered, imbued land where all the forefathers of all the religions, of all the power imbued in your land, and it's been forfeited. It's been spit on, spat on, or not engaged. Now, we're not pushing against it, but we're just being clear. You want it straight from the hip. All right, bless God, here you go. What happened was, is they got crossways with their agreement. The individual people that enjoy the benefit of that island forgot to uphold the thing that was imbued with power.
Mm.
We have a visceral example, if you'd like one. The same thing is true with the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm.
Okay? Now, if you broke the rules that were set up by the humans regarding the Ark of the Covenant, and you said, "Ah, that's just a big old gold box, and I'm God, and I'll go in and I'm going to lay my hands on the mercy seat." And then when the veil was put up, that veil's thinning, so you could slip through. You walk through and you lay your hands on that. If you weren't in a certain position, and in this case the rule was a Levi with the bloodline, and they tied a rope around them, so if they were messing around the ark and their heart wasn't just right, they fell dead, so they'd have to drag them out so they wouldn't be stinking in there by the Ark of the Covenant. So you, these rules and regulations, you won't usurp the rules and regulations.
Right. And every dancer had a rope on them.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And because the other
priest, Levitical priest.
Did you say three?
priest.
Yeah, but the point is that the others who weren't Levite, weren't allowed near it, they had to drag the body out because they couldn't go in there.
That's correct.
Right.
Correct. So that's an example, okay? Now, did the Ark of the Covenant just screw up everybody's world? No. The human creators that imbibed it, embraced it with power, imbued it with power, it was powerful because they empowered it. Your little vacuum cleaner is powerful, but if you don't turn it loose, it won't do you a damn bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a powerful vacuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you turn it loose and it does its thing, correct? Well, if you forget and you don't honor and turn your vacuum cleaner loose, you're going to get crap on your floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The same way. You negate your covenant with Pele and with what you call the kahuna, and you start going beyond that place of the agreement, then they won't uphold their part of the agreement,
mm-hmm.
meaning they're released from protection from lightning on the islands of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You will find a decrease in productivity of your soil.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to even fertilize anything because the dirt's so rich.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, mute, please.
You will find that you will have to start adding fertilizer to your hui.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You will supplement that soil now.
Yeah.
Until now, you didn't have to, but you will now.
Well, we have been, and I didn't think we needed to, but I guess definitely we will.
Well, somebody's smartened up.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this is easy, though, because now we're not saying that you don't have to get weird with it. You can take fish heads and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Fish heads is plenty good. That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're going to make stew out of it, they're no good for anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be some you know, processed something that's going to hurt you. It can be natural. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, manure is fine, but, you know, that's appropriate. But whatever. Compost is fine. That's fine. But you will have to build up more because mm-hmm. the point is if your overseer, let's say Pele or the kahuna, is left undone, then what you've done is you've usurped the power of that created aspect that's in your physical.
Okay, you have to say that again.
Okay. The aspect, if you don't uphold the covenant, the
yeah.
agreement,
yeah.
and you imbue something with power, and then you don't hold up to your part of keeping whatever the rules are.
Yeah.
Okay? If you don't turn the vacuum loose, it's not going to vacuum.
Yeah.
And then you can curse the vacuum because it's not doing a good job.
Yeah.
You can take the power that you've been given.
Yeah.
You give that vacuum power. And then that power, in turn, the power you give that machine, it vacuums your floor.
Well, sorry, you totally lost me going into the vacuum, and maybe I'm just getting tired, but don't use the example. You just give me, and okay. You've said it
you
many times.
You imbue your power, your God, you make your God.
Yeah.
You imbue it with power.
Yeah.
You make a contract.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it, the God says, okay, we're going to protect this land. We're going to bless this land. And the
mm-hmm.
shaman and the kahunas did this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be no lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to have, water will be pure. The land will be fertile,
mm-hmm.
meaning you don't have to do anything. And it will be a continual season. That you
mm-hmm.
won't be that you lose them. You'll have a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a continuous process.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to take the plant out when it quits bearing and put more in, rather than another thing where it would freeze and die.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay, well, then, because that was the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not upholding, the individual humans are not upholding this agreement.
Yeah.
There were terms of the contract that have been violated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's therefore then takes away the powerfulness of the kahuna's blessing because it now has been usurped. Now, the rule, and people, the Hawaiians know this. That's why they find themselves in lack. That's why they find themselves in this radical change. That's why they find themselves in a not in their own power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, then, breached the contract. Mm-hmm. And that makes contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Then that contrast is great because then you're just going to have to dig a little more. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that contrast may bring them right back into their power. And if it does that, then Pele be praised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if that's what it took to do it, then God save Pele.
But do you think the Hawaiians will start, you know, blaming the, you know, the construction, the this, the hotels, that blame the non-Hawaiians for?
You mean those empty buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Those empty buildings that are sitting seaside?
Mm-hmm.
Those?
Well, those and you know, tourists and whites buying everything and creating too high-priced an economy for them to even live here. Will they start blaming, instead of looking at the contrast and doing what needs to be done to their own covenant, will they start blaming?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. It brought the white man's burden down. It brought the white man's reign.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the only place left is Lahaina.
Mm-hmm.
You see, isn't it fun how we get to play with the last resort yet again?
Mm-hmm.
Because the rules are changing, and now the last stronghold is slipping away, and this has to do with the veil more so than it has to do that the Hawaiians have left their god. But the answer to the question is absolutely, my dear. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Stand back and watch. They most certainly will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then they can run the white man off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be back where they were. And then they'll be, uh-oh, wait a minute. There are no Snicker bars now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I didn't sign in for all this. You mean poi is all we have to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And you mean we have to go raise it and take the taro and ferment it and do all these crazy things? Ugh. You know, it's okay, but yikes. It's not what I had in mind, you see. So that's the rotation. That's the rotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they keep going, if you really want to have some fun, if they keep going, guess what they're finding out now?
Mm-mm.
They're noticing a little hyperactivity in Diamond Head. That's been extinct for how long? There is new activity. They call it shear.
Mm-hmm.
Called shear. And they're starting to notice some conductivity in Diamond Head.
Hmm. Interesting.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Now, science is running 150,000 miles an hour, and politicians are running faster than that. The last thing they want is to start attaching VOG into something dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But we must tell you, humans left to their own devices can put enough sulfuric acid in that bog that it can do a whole lot of cleaning up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not being cheeky, because I'm not saying that as it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extreme example of the power of the human creator.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, 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 good. Now, would that kill you? No.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't kill you and have anything to do with you. You know, it'd be no problem.
Mm-hmm. I'd like sulfur.
Sure, it'd be like a little extra sea salt. You know,
yeah.
Bob, are you feeling salty today? We're going to brine you up a little bit today. Okay, mm-hmm. good. Do we get brine count? Yes, Bob. Okay, I'm good. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not a problem. But you're asking for specifics, and you asked.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah.
All right, now there's a new part. There's another side of Pele that is very gracious. But what you're going to start noticing is in Hawaii, boats are just going to start sinking.
Wow.
Specifically, big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going through the rifts, and they're not going to parallel worlds, and they're not going to Kansas, they're not going to Oz. They're going to go in the bottom of that sea.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be able to be brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be lost. They're going to know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go to the ground, the okay. earth.
Now, is this in a storm, or what's going to put them under?
The loss of buoyancy.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Now, the loss of buoyancy, that must mean that the salt water content is going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, and we said that cheekily because it doesn't have to be a storm, honey. The boat could just spring a leak.
Well, buoyancy doesn't make it spring a leak.
No, but if it springs a leak and it fills with water, it won't be buoyant. It'll go to the...
Oh,
leak.
I see. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and what will cause it to spring a leak, though?
The change in the electromagnetic pulse. Field. That's what's brought your lightning back.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in a position where you are ungrounding. Now, that's the more spiritual side. But no. See, we weren't quite going to go here, but y'all are asking, so...
Well, and you went over my ungroundingness with my feet, where I've got to get the balance, which has come back, and you said eat more salt. So it's very much got to do with saline.
It does. Yes, it does.
Wow.
It does. And then in your emailer, Bob, the one that's making, constantly abiding. It's constantly abiding. Actually had the balls or the was no longer testicularly challenged to even give reference or inference of Lot's wife, who was turned into a pillar of salt because she didn't obey the angel, not God, the angel's ruling of when you leave Gomorrah, not Sodom, Gomorrah, when you leave Gomorrah, don't look back on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first empirical reference that an angel said a psychosomatic illness that turned her into a pillar of salt.
The angel got sick?
Oh, no, Bob.
What was that sentence? So what happened there?
The angel said a psychosomatic inference that made Lot's wife turn into a pillar of salt.
What was
constantly abiding was close enough to pick up on that and even interjected in the email of correcting non-physical. Or no, maybe it was just Bob.
So
we
what
don't
is,
know.
What
it
is,
was one of us. It was one. We don't. Well, our name was Bennett, but we was in it. We don't.
So what was the psychosomatic trauma? What's the trauma?
And if you don't follow the rule, then you'll be turned into a pillar of salt. And she didn't follow the rule. She wouldn't be usurped. So she looked back at Gomorrah one more time. And when she did, she was then turned into it. She had no choice but be turned into a pillar of salt in her meat sack body.
So if you're ungrounded enough to usurp the rules, then to get you grounded, we'll just salt you up.
Correct.
So the water, the veil's thinning, it's affecting the electromagnetism, and that is causing less salt.
The veil's not thinning it. The veil's not causing that. It's you human creators. You've done the one thing that we said, whatever you do, don't piss off Pele, and now you have, okay? So, good. Now, next. That's another example. Carolyn wanted specifics of what was going to be your experience, so we were telling you.
So the salt, how does the salt connect to this? The electromagnetism changes the salt, so it's less buoyanting, less supportive?
Well, that's just one part. That's one part. You're going to have disc. You're going to have a good deal of splashing with your. We call this radio conductivity.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not sure how to explain it because we don't think you know what it means, and we're not exactly positive we can explain it. But when you hear someone get on, it won't be Lou anymore. It must be one of the Dobbs. Well, if Lou's retiring, Bob, you may have to step up and take your place.
Yeah.
If you start hearing that your little plastic box starts screaming at you, saying something about radio conductivity, you better pay attention and see what they have to say regarding it.
Is that what you were talking about months ago about the computers being affected?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's different, but yes, same thing. Same song, different verse.
Well, is that only happening here? Because we pissed off Billy?
No. That's happening on a larger scale, but you're going to feel it.
Well,
You'll notice it. You'll notice it.
You mean our computer will glitch off a lot?
Well, It'll be different. You know what I'm saying? It'll be different.
And what caused the change in the radio conductivity? Not Pele.
The thinning of the veil.
Oh, okay, right. That's a larger thing.
Pissing off Pele.
What? They all pissing off Pele. Well, but that's here. Does pissing off Pele affect New York City?
No.
Yeah, so we're talking about here. We've got the German
paradise. We're talking about your paradise,
our
not
paradise.
Your Bob's paradise.
Yeah. We've got the radio conductivity happening on a larger level because of thinning of the veil. But here in Maui, we've got an extra little wrinkle. We got Pele.
Specifically, because this is why Carolyn's asking about. Now, if you want to talk about New York City, we can, but you don't care, so why bother?
Right.
So radio conductivity, we talk about radio waves, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's all about the radio. It's just...
No, radio.
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 Yeah, okay. So, explain radio conductivity.
We don't know how to do that. We don't know, there aren't exact words.
Okay,
we haven't created it yet. We're just telling you they're going to call it.
It's like frequency modulation, Carol. It's something about the interaction of frequencies in different worlds and realities that radio conductivity is a term for some of the effects of that.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because if the salt water, the saline has a different concentration, then the conductivity will be changed.
That is correct. And that will affect your electromagnetic fields, which they will call a pulse. But it's not the pulse that's the problem, it's the change of the field.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is the pulse is the content of the field.
And this is why we said that it would be better if the small intestines were after the large intestines. It would make more logical sense. Because what they're going to come out with is going to be a little upside down.
In the field pulse relationship.
Gotcha. Good.
But pulse is the content of the figure, and field is the larger ground.
Very good. And they're going to call the pulse is going to be the problem.
No,
pulse is not going to be the problem. The pulse is going to be... The manifestation of the disturbance in the field.
Yes, and the disturbance in the field, in the physical, is a reflection of the disturbance in the veil, which is thinning.
Now, you're enlightened, so you can make that statement, and we would say absolutely. But let another human creator ask that, and that will not be the answer. get it, so you understand it. But anybody else that asked that, not only no, but hell no, because then it would be the veil would be judging them in their place of beingness. And that's not how it works at all. But that's not what you meant. So you were right and clear. But anyone else that hears that may say, then it's that damned veil. I knew it was cosmos smother the life out of it. That's what it is. The non-physical is bringing us into the place. And Moses, you brought us to this Red Sea you drug us out of Egypt and then got us this Red Sea, and now Pharaoh's going to kill us right here and right here. Right here, right now. And then they get across and they go, wow, that was great. That was a great manifestation. Boy, this is great. Great. Now you got us over here. Now we're over here at Mount Sinai. We can't get nothing done. But we're going to build our own God. Moses, what in the hell was you thinking? We was in a bad shape in Egypt, but we had something to eat. we had to make bricks without straw, and we had to live with frogs and all kinds of plagues and problems. But at least we had homes and beds, and we could survive. And here we are. Here we're gonna die.
Okay, we understand that cycle.
Good.
Okay, I had mentioned earlier that the wave that part of the whole punishment or the Paley pissed off would be Granwalea being hit by the wave, and you said, no, but then a little later, 20 minutes later, you said to watch the wave.
That's not why. Paley's not going to destroy Granwalea for you, Bob. But now, we didn't say Granwalea wouldn't be washed away. But it won't be because, if it is or is not, it won't be because of Paley.
It'll be because of
your vibration.
Right, but Paley, we did talk about the wave, and...
And we did talk about Paley, but not in the same sentence, like you just did.
Right, so the wave is not an aspect of the pissing off of Paley. It's not an effect of that.
Correct. It's
the larger. It's responding to the larger thing.
Correct, very good. The same way your human body may develop a fever.
Yeah.
You know what a fever is?
Yeah.
Well, the fever's not the problem. The fever is a good thing.
Yeah.
The fever heats up your body to kill something that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Remove something out. Purifies something.
Mm.
Well, so shall the ways.
Mm.
Right. And to the degree that's positive is how it's working for me and Carolyn.
And when it's all washed, then we're going to bless Pele.
Yes.
We're going to be grateful and we're going to be thankful. I'll see to it. Don't you worry. Would you like a little manifestation? It can be arranged.
A manifestation of what?
Pele.
Oh, okay. But when we bless them?
No, if you don't.
It'll be a manifestation. But I'm saying that J.W. Carol and Bob will bless Pele because it's
absolutely
work in our favor.
Well, absolutely. Everything does in our favor.
Yes, right. Pele's working for us, Carol.
Absolutely. So that's a wonderful thing. And